and welcome to episode 34 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Marie. My guest today may have a lot of expertise when it comes to music, but he's also got lots of opinions on many other topics, which you already know if you follow him on social media. Listen today for an interesting conversation about gender roles, how they play a part in our lives, how they've changed over the years, and a whole bunch of other thoughts that he has to share. All right, my guest today is actually my first in-person interview, which I'm very excited about. And he's here to talk about what could be considered a controversial, famous for controversial topics on social media and stirring the pot. So I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell everyone a little bit about who he is and what he does.
Afternoon, everybody. My name is DJ Wiz Hoffa. I'm a music producer, engineer, songwriter, and artist manager. That's my fun time job. In real life, I'm an auditor. I deal with numbers. I deal with statistics.
That's not quite as fun.
And I'm happy to be here to grace Jessica's beautiful platform.
I'm happy to have you here. Thank you very much for being my very first in-person interview.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so
I'm ready.
As I mentioned, we're going to talk about something that could be controversial for some people. Gender roles. So, how do you think they play a part in our lives on a day-to-day basis?
In 2023, I think it would be safe to say a lot of folks have gotten away from gender roles. I don't think they're as prevalent in society as they once were. But in some way or another, even without thinking about it, most of us probably use them every day, even if we don't realize it.
Yes, we do.
Like, for example, this is a good one I like to pose, a question I like to pose to women on social media, especially the ones that I see that have a disdain for gender roles. I ask them, do you take out the garbage or does your son take out the garbage?
I take out the garbage most of the time, but my son does occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of women say, I'm not touching no garbage. You know?
Yes, yes. We have had that conversation before. And we talked about in my house, we share those responsibilities. Just like my son, he does his own laundry. I don't do the laundry for him. We both do the dishes. It's not a one-person job. We share all of those jobs in the house. So, yeah.
Right. And I think that's necessary for women to probably raise their sons that way. Because guess what? In the direction we're going now, to be honest with you, I feel like women fight against gender roles more so than men do. Mm-hmm. So women raising sons might have to prepare their sons for that because might not be anybody to do those things for them. In another 10 years.
Yeah, no, that's true. So how do you think they've changed then from what they used to be to where we are now?
Drastically, I mean, if we go back to the 50s and 60s, we had different family dynamics. The man or the husband being the breadwinner, the woman being the nurturer, staying home, taking care of the household. Now we have the women are very strong in the workforce. So I think women have evened it up, so to say. But at the same times, they still reap the benefits of being a woman and receiving the extra chivalry and privileges of being a woman. Because it's kind of like, hey, I'm independent, I don't need y'all. Mm-hmm. But then anytime they want to cry wolf, mm-hmm. it's still going to work because mm-hmm. they're a woman. Right. So they're able to milk both sides of the fence.
So do you think that the roles have changed, like, because we wanted them to or because we felt like we needed them to?
Wanted or needed? I think that is on a case-by-case basis, because mm-hmm. I think some women were forced into a role. If you're a single mother and you have no relationship with the father, or the father never took claim, or the father disappeared, mm-hmm. then guess what? You've now been forced into playing the role of a mother or father. So I would say that's a scenario where it was forced and it was kind of needed, mm-hmm. as opposed to wanted is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. That's like you might not have to, but you're doing it because you think it's going to benefit you in some way. And I'm not sure if that always going to bring you the result that you want. Mm-hmm. Because it's still a patriarchy, so to say.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking recently about chivalry, which you just mentioned. So do you think that's still a thing? Like, does it still exist, or is that something that doesn't exist anymore? Because like we
people
don't.
Doesn't say people say. That it doesn't exist, but I mean, when we were outside and we walked in the building, did I open the door for you or did you open the door for me?
You opened the door for me.
So yeah, chivalry still exists. Mm-hmm. It's dying. Mm-hmm. And I would say that women contributed to it depleting more than men have, because if we're now at a point where women are saying, we don't need you for this and we don't need you for that, then it shouldn't be surprised when a percentage of men are saying, okay, then I will no longer do this and I will no longer do that if you don't need me. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And let's keep in mind, chivalry was built in a time where men were the leaders, mm-hmm. and women had less rights, less privileges, and it was kind of a way to pedestalize women to a degree, kind of to make up for the fact that they were limited in other ways. Mm-hmm. So, hey, let's open the door for our women. The term ladies first, mm-hmm. Just treating women a certain way, that was kind of due to make up for the things that they could not do. Mm-hmm. But now, fast forward 2023, women are now doing all these things that they couldn't do. So is there a need for chivalry still? I don't know.
Interesting question.
I mean, even if you look at alimony, mm-hmm. alimony was put in place because women didn't work. Yeah. So the rule was, if your husband leaves or if you leave your husband, you're going to be entitled to this alimony so you could continue to live the lifestyle that you lived while you were with your husband, but that was only put in place because you weren't allowed to work and be the breadwinner at that time. So now that women are now the breadwinners in a lot of households and we're considered equal now, I never hear women say, hey, let's get rid of those old laws and those old rules because they don't apply to today. But if you bring up something that puts a woman at a disadvantage, she's going to say, let's get rid of these old things because they don't apply today. So I feel like women play the sexism card when it's comfortable for them. It's comfortable to complain about the things that, about the disadvantages to sexism, but you never hear them complain about the advantages of sexism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we've talked about that before, like how people, not just women, want things a certain way to where it benefits them, but then like when it teeters on like maybe not benefiting them anymore, they're like, wait a second, I don't think I want that.
Right. And that's why the dating world is so confusing now, because now when you meet a person, you really got to figure out what their mentality is.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back in the days, relationships were way less complicated because the man knew his role and the woman knew her role and they just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you got to sit there and have long discussions with the person and figure out, do you even believe in these roles? And is there some type of compromise we should have when it comes to those roles? So now we got to figure things out that were kind of already just naturally in place before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. Do you think, because this podcast is all about stigmas, So do you think that there are stigmas around gender roles?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many times I heard a woman say, oh, we're not slaves. So yeah, there's a stigma that playing gender roles is being a slave.
Okay.
And I doubt any of the women that are saying that in this time and era have no idea what it is to be a slave.
No, probably not.
Absolutely not. So it's just another extreme comparison.
But do you think those things come from like what we've seen and what we've been taught? Or is that like from somewhere else?
Oh, it's social media, it's pop culture, it's, you know, when you turn on the TV, it's music, when you listen to what's being said in the songs nowadays, it's single mothers raising their daughters that way, not really teaching them how to get along with the man, but teaching them to be in opposition with the man.
How do you think we break those stigmas? Is there a way to do that?
Oh, we're far gone. I don't think that we could come back from it.
No,
not in my culture. I don't think that we could come back from it. I think, you know, it's continuing to be indoctrinated in everything that we see and listen to. And I think that women really believe it, even to the degree that a lot of them are just saying, hey, I don't care if I'm single for the rest of my life.
Mm.
Oh, really? You're willing to die alone over that? That's always interesting to me.
Do you think there's anybody that really means that, though? Like, maybe, is it possible that maybe there are people that are okay with that? Like,
I don't think they believe it. It's a scapegoat to shut the conversation down. Because I believe that the majority of women ultimately derive their happiness from having the man that they want and a family. I think if you were to ask most women, that would be an end goal for a lot of them. So, no, I don't really believe that they want to die alone. I just think that it's a way to not have to answer the questions that rear their ugly head and shut down the conversation.
Fair. So if there was something that you would want people to take away from a conversation about gender roles and how they affect us, what would it be?
Well, one, I'm going to say this. In some form or fashion, women still want the traditional qualities that come with a traditional man, which means him being the breadwinner, him being tall, him being able to provide security, him opening and closing doors, him changing your tire, maybe. Just things that in history we have looked at as male gender roles. They want to still be able to receive all of that. Meanwhile, being a new age woman that goes against how a traditional woman would carry herself. So it's kind of not fair. You're looking for something that you're not willing to give.
Do you think there's any situations where, like, it's okay to switch the gender roles?
I mean, if we break down, should I sit in the car while you change the tire? What do you mean?
I mean, yeah, She pumps the gas while you sit in the car. Like, she opens your door. You do the dishes and the laundry. Like, no, or it's just always supposed to be the guy does the guy things and the women do the women things.
Well, we do have a lot of 50-50 relationships. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that do believe that it should be 50-50. If you subscribe to the 50-50 relationship, then sure, you would switch some of those roles up. But if you were looking for a traditional relationship would keep said roles intact the way they've always been. And I always attribute this back to biology. Mm-hmm. I don't think some man just woke up one day and said, this is the rules and women must do this and men must do this. I think we just acclimated to what our attributes were men and women, as men and women, and we rolled with it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way I'm going to sit here and say I can nurture a child the way a woman can. Mm-hmm. I'd be crazy to say that.
But I think there probably are some men who think that. Somewhere. I'm sure there are.
Well, first of all, I don't have any milk in my in my breast. So.
All right. True.
Women were made with certain attributes and certain physical traits to be able to do certain things, and so were we. So I think it just made sense. Right?
Yeah.
And we all were put here to procreate, so that's why we both have the equipment that we have. So I think that, yes, he did have, I think that God did have roles in mind when we were designed. Mm-hmm. Because if he didn't, he would have designed us both exactly the same.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we're different. And because we're different, we're not equal. Mm-hmm. Equal means the same. Mm-hmm. We're not equal at all. But society would like for you to think that we are, and we really aren't.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a hard thing for people to hear, though, because they want that so badly. But you're right. Like, it's there are things that some of us just can't do. For various reasons.
You know how people fight for rights and fight for equality and then they go on strike? Right? They go on strike until they get what they want. So yeah, I was just... Imagine a world where men said, we're going on strike because we're not appreciated. What would the world do? What would the world do if men went on strike? Because we weren't appreciated.
I mean,
how would the subway systems operate? How would the water system operate? How would electrical grids operate? How would construction and the building of buildings operate? How would... There's so many jobs that I could name that have to do with the infrastructure of the world. How would they continue to operate if men one day said, hey, we're not appreciated, so we're gonna take a break for now?
You don't think that we could figure that out eventually, or it would just be the end as we know it?
I mean, how long would it take you to figure it out? Would the fate of society be based on how long it took for women to figure it out, these things?
I mean, maybe, but also, we can figure shit out. Like, we make shit happen.
I'm not saying that you guys don't. I'm saying that your interests are typically very different than ours. Because if you look at these job forces and these occupations, they're 95 to 98% run by men. Mm-hmm. It's not that women don't have the option to get into these job forces. That's a personal choice,
mm-hmm.
not to be a construction worker. That's a personal choice for you not to to be a police officer,
mm-hmm.
or not to go in the army. These are personal choices. It's not that women aren't welcomed. In fact, in a lot of these occupational forces, the bar is actually set a little bit lower for women so that they can be involved in these workforces,
mm-hmm.
but they choose not to. Even in the army, the standard is lowered for women to be right. able to be in the army. So, and then you got... Well, I know affirmative action, they just got rid of that. But for all these mm-hmm. years, you've had affirmative action too, which mm-hmm. also helped a lot of women who weren't as qualified as men at the same positions
mm-hmm.
be able to come in and go straight to the top, even though they were underqualified, because a lot of these occupations want women to actually be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack of women in a lot of these occupations. So I would say, even in a world where women are dominating college education and college degrees 4-1, when they get their degrees, they still go into the occupations that pay less or are less laborious.
Mm-hmm.
They would rather be a teacher than an engineer.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking, like, if the fate of humanity depended on women to step up, I think we could do it.
Well, I mean, you saw, like, you familiar with shows like Survivor and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've had episodes on there where they put the women in one spot and put the men in one spot
mm-hmm.
and put the same obstacles in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the men were able to build the huts, go fish and get the food, clean the water, kill the animals, cook them, and they were able to quickly delegate responsibility. Hey, you're going to do this, I'm going to do this, you're going to do this. On the other side, when they checked on the women were still figuring out how to delegate position. Mm. Who should do what? Who shouldn't do what? They took a long time just deliberating if they wanted to actually kill the animals. You need the animals to eat. So, yeah, ultimately the men had to come over there and save the women, because when you put them in that type of habitat, they couldn't function the same way men could. Now, I'll go on a limb and say, if you had put some children in the mix, the women probably would have done a better job on nurturing the children. Mm-hmm. But just throw them in the forest and say, here, men over here, you survive. Women over here, you survive. The men were able to pull it together and have everything they needed way faster than the women. So I would just say, we need women to procreate, but as far as survival, mm-hmm. we don't need y'all to survive. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if you took men off the face of the earth, you guys would need us to survive.
Interesting.
I mean, what's your opinion? What do you think?
Because, all right, so because you use Survivor as an example, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is I get the
TV show?
Right, yeah, like I get the point you're trying to make, but yeah, it's a TV show. So obviously, they're going to like dramatize it for effect because it's on TV. But like, I think like if in that was really happening, I mean, it might take the women a little bit longer, but I think they would figure it out. Like if life really depended on it, like not for ratings, like really depended on it, mm-hmm. I think that they would do what they have to do.
Okay, so let's talk about stigmas.
Okay.
In that situation, mm-hmm. you don't think, as long as you've been a woman, you don't think that men are more comfortable typically with getting their hands dirty?
Well, yes.
And doing things that... So wouldn't that make sense why we would be able to dive into something fast and get it done, whereas women would probably have to mentally get past the fact that this is icky and I don't mm-hmm. want to touch this and I don't want to...
Yeah. But again, like... We're talking about a TV show versus reality. Like, they know that, like, they're not going to die if they don't kill that animal. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, if their life depended on it.
Well, money was on the line, though.
Yeah, but money and, like, your life. Like, if they thought they were going to die if they didn't eat that animal or kill that animal, I feel like the outcome would have been different. Like, it would have happened differently.
So why do you think it is traditionally that men always did the hunting? You don't think that certain things were just natural to the biological, like, you don't think that certain things are just more natural to us and certain things are just more natural to you?
Well, no, I do think that there's certain things that come more naturally. But like I said, I think that if they were put in a life or death situation, I feel like they would be able to do what they needed to do to survive.
Without having a skill set in doing so? Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about things that involve skill sets.
Yes. But like,
and typically men would be better at these skill sets if we do these things way more than women do.
Yeah.
That's like me trying to, you know, that's like me trying to learn how to put makeup on. Like, I've never done that before. That's not part of what I do. So you might be able to put your face on in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not what we do.
Right. But, like, with any skill, you don't know how to do it the first time you do it. So anytime somebody does something the first time, it's not easy.
But that's what I'm trying to say. For most of the men, it wouldn't be the first time.
But at some point, it's got to be the first time.
Yeah. We were also, we were raised to learn these things, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was passed down. When you were a young boy, once you got a certain age, right? You remember Little House on the Prairie?
Yes.
The son had to learn how to do these things with his father, mm-hmm. and the daughter had to learn how to do these things with her mother.
Yeah. But do you think that because there has been some change in the gender roles, that, like, maybe there are more women that are capable of doing certain things now than there were before?
No, I'm not saying that women aren't capable. I'm saying that certain things will require you to have knowledge and it kind of being a learned skill.
Mm.
And then, I'm not saying women are incapable, because I did state earlier that a lot of these jobs women don't do by choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we dominate jobs that involve STEM, science, technology, math,
mm-hmm.
engineering.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that women can't do these things. I really don't think they want to do them. Want to be on the roof? Banging nails at 90 degree weather?
I mean, I personally don't. No.
All right.
There might be some women that want to do that, though. Maybe. I mean, I'm not one of them, but there might be.
And would that minority be enough to keep the world going?
Probably not.
No. It wouldn't.
All right. So before I ask my last question, is there anything else that you would like the people to hear?
Nothing in particular. I'm not that important.
All right. So I am really big on, like, inspirational quotes and messages and all of that fun stuff. So I always like to ask my guests if they have a favorite quote that resonates with them that they would like to share with the listeners.
Inspirational quotes. Well, I would tell everybody, follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's the quickest one that comes to mind. As far as things that I personally like to live by, I love the 5 P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Mm-hmm.
I live by that.
So where can people find you if they would like to partake in the conversations when you stir the pot on social media? If they just want to follow you? And
I'm on Facebook. I think the URL is wiz.hoffa. But my page is Wizzy Hoffa, W-I-Z-Z-Y, Hoffa, H-O-F-F-A. Then there's my music page, DJ Wiz Hoffa. And I'm also on Instagram, at Wiz Hoffa. I would say my Facebook topics is really for, you know, entertain for the day. And see how many people I can trigger and have call me an idiot and, you know, ask who hurt me and stuff like that. And I'll just be sitting back laughing, but
yep, those posts too.
Music is my main thing. Y'all kind of sucked me into this Wizzy Samuels thing.
I mean, it is entertaining, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah. Well, when I'm not posting, I get people all the time, yo, you ain't posting a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women alike.
Yeah.
And contrary to belief, a lot of women actually agree with my posts. They just won't publicly engage in the posts or post their opinions, but they'll come in my inbox and say, yeah, I agree with you on this, blah, 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 blah. It always baffles me why women rather say they agree with me behind the scenes. Is it because y'all don't want to step out of the sisterhood? Mm. Or y'all don't want to be outcasted from the sisterhood? I don't know what it is.
I think it has to do with stigmas. If they're not thinking and believing what everybody else is thinking and believing, then it's somehow like...
You're a pick-me. That's what they call them. The girls who believe in submission and stuff. Mm. Pick-me's. Mm. That's sad.
It is. I mean, it's hard for people sometimes to, if like everybody else is saying one thing, it's hard for people to be like that one person that's not agreeing.
Mm-hmm. Who's that everybody else though?
I'm talking about like your posts. If everybody is like disagreeing with you in the comments, it might be hard for that one person to be like, I do agree with you, because then they might be the one that has to deal with all the repercussions of.
I do a lot of analyzing of my posts, mm-hmm. and I find that when I post a controversial topic that has to do with men and women interdynamics, you'll rarely hear a man come on there and disagree with me. That means silently, even without them expressing their opinion, the fact that they don't come on there and oppose my opinion, 9 times out of 10, I can attribute that to men agreeing with me, but just not wanting to put themselves in the line of fire. Mm. And then I have women that also agree with me. So I have men agreeing with me, women in agreeing with me. And then the women that disagree comes at high value. So it's just like, I always get men that agree, women that agree, and then the women that don't agree. And it's kind of like, they're kind of outnumbered. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, hey, men and women agree with what I'm saying, but over here on the left, the peanut gallery... They're like, oh, hell no. And I just think that's a lot of that is either indoctrination or the way they were raised or bad experiences. Because let's think about it. The honest truth is our families thrived. Our families stayed together. Our kids had better manners. There's so many things I can go down the line and say were better in our favor before feminism and over-sexualization of women and all these new things that we're embracing and trying to make the norm. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going backwards. The more we acclimate to these new social norms, are the further back that we're actually stepping. If people look at it overall, they'll see the results are there. They're not, the results don't lie. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, you only care about statistics. Yeah, statistics matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're there for a reason.
They so. Absolutely are.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, I will link all of your information in the show notes for this episode. That way, anyone that wants to follow you or maybe put in their 2 cents on your post can find you. Thank you.
I'm going to get you banned on all the platforms.
No, don't do that. Thank you for joining me in person today and having this conversation with me.
No problem. And I got a new single out right now, too, by my artist, Little Body Benz. Look her up, LilBodyBenz, on Apple Music, Spotify. Song is called Make It Drip. Video drops August 1st. And if you hear this interview after August 1st, make sure you go check that out. It's called Make It Drip.
I'd like to thank my good friend Wizzy again for joining me today and stirring the pot like he loves to do. If anything he said intrigued you, or even if it pissed you off, go check him out on social media for more of his content. All of his info is linked in the show notes for today's episode. I'd also like to challenge the listeners to be open to the thoughts and opinions of others, even when it's really hard. You just might learn something. Also, make sure you check out his artist, Lil Body Benz. And lastly, thank you all for listening. And remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.